You are listening to Rebel, How to Overthrow the Emerging Oligarchy by Douglas Carswell, read by Mike Reed for Saga Egmont. Quote by Steve Jobs. Here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules, and they have no respect for the status quo. You can quote them, disagree with them, glorify or vilify them. About the only thing you can't do is ignore them. Because they change things. They push the human race forward. And while some may see them as the crazy ones, we see genius. Because the people who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. Steve Jobs. Preface. When I first stood for election to Parliament, I believed that all we needed were the right kind of ministers, pursuing the right sort of plans. Now, I believe we need a revolution. Politics, I have come to see, is a cartel. Like the economy, it's rigged in the interests of an emerging oligarchy. I wrote this book because I care deeply about the liberal order that has allowed us to flourish, as it has others before us. And also because I believe political pundits have failed utterly to comprehend the problem. Indeed, they are part of it. We face a twin assault. Oligarchs on the one hand, radical populists emerging in response to them on the other. Sweeping change is needed if the liberal order is to survive. Douglas Carswell, Clacton, 13th of February, 2017. Part 1. Power and the New Oligarchy. Chapter 1. The Rise of the New Radicals. Something extraordinary is happening to politics. A mood of populist revolt is taking hold. Across Britain, the United States, and much of Europe, a new radicalism is on the rise. Angry insurgent voices, which would not even have found an audience a generation ago, can be heard. Indeed, these insurgents are starting to dominate the political debate. Everywhere from Slovakia to Sweden, California to Clacton, we can see the symptoms of this rising restlessness across the political spectrum. From Jeremy Corbyn's Labour Party in Britain, or the uber-leftist Podemos in Spain, to the rise of the right-wing Alternative für Deutschland, AfD, in Germany. In the United States, the reality TV show host and property billionaire Donald Trump was elected president. He launched his bid to lead the party of Lincoln and Reagan by declaring that most Mexicans living in America were criminals, rapists, and murderers. Less than a year later, he began his first few days in office with attacks on not only Mexicans, but Hollywood actors, federal judges, and anyone who seemed to question the size of his inauguration crowd. Bernie Sanders came close to beating Trump's rival Hillary Clinton for the Democrat nomination in the U.S., using the kind of overtly socialist language that had not been the currency of American politics since the Great Depression 80 years before. For much of the 20th century, political debate in America took place within a narrow spectrum of political possibility. Both major parties subscribed to free market capitalism under a modicum of state supervision, with a strong focus on individual liberty. Yes, there were differences of tone and emphasis. Occasionally, candidates for the White House took diverging views over foreign policy. But there was a recognizable set of boundaries within which the debate took place. Not anymore. Sanders implies that he wants to nationalize the banks, while Trump spoke of rounding up and deporting 11 million migrants and imprisoning his opponents. The established consensus is starting to collapse in many Western states. For decades, the political middle ground in Sweden was just about as far removed as it is possible to be from that in America. While U.S. candidates vied with each other to keep taxes low and government small, in Sweden, most politicians agreed on the need for cradle-to-grave welfare provision and high taxes to pay for it all. Swedish politics was so sensible and consensual, one of their major parties was the Moderate Party, the Moderata Samlingspartiet, committed to, well, moderation. But then along came the Sweden Democrats, Sverige Demokraterna, founded relatively recently.